Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Pastor Lydia, and this is Sunday School, Genesis to Revelation. Amen. I give glory to God for your presence here with me, asking a blessing over the lives of each and every hearer, even right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. That you might, your hearts might be open to the Spirit of God, to the will of God, and that your life be propelled by his presence, even right now in the name of Jesus. We're looking for God to do great and mighty things to each, for each and every one of the hearers of this program. We're looking for God to move you out of the place that you are into greater elevations and greater dimensions in him. We're looking for him to brighten your way, to illuminate his word before you, and to make you all that you were destined to be in the name of Jesus. And that is greatness. Greatness is upon you. If the Spirit of the Lord is present, then so is greatness. So is excellence. So is truth. And we give glory to God on today. God bless you. Amen. You know, the entire purpose of this ministry is to propel the name of Jesus into the atmosphere, to be a witness of the things that we have heard and that he has said, to be a witness of the great salvation that he has brought into the earth, and to proclaim the gospel of peace. Amen, to the nations, to my neighbors, to my family, to everyone that I see and that I know, and that my life, amen, be a reflection of Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Our life is our first ministry. Amen. The way that we live, the way that we treat people, amen, the way that we go forth in the earth, amen, it is a witness to the things that God has done. Amen. You know, Jesus, he is our salvation, our Savior, and neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So the writer says in the book of John, and we know that all scripture, amen, was given by the inspiration of God. Thereby it is truth and the only truth. There is nothing else but the truth of God. If God said it is so, it is so, because he cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Glory to God. You know, we are studying in our Sunday school, Genesis to Revelation. And so far we've learned in our inspection of the whole word that he is there. He was there at the beginning, creating all of the beauty and the wonders of the earth. Now today we're taking a short departure to talk about him, to talk about Jesus, our salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other. From the beginning it is established that he is all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent, God. Hallelujah. Amen. The song that I have recited to you over and over throughout the study, the mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father, the King eternally, wonderful in wisdom, by whom all things are made. The fullness of the Godhead in Jesus is displayed. It's all in him. Glory to God. Neither is there salvation in any other. The God of this world has deceived many into believing that the idols or figures that have been made by men can save them, although they have no eyes. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have mouths, but they do not speak. And they were created by the very species who cry out deeply in the presence of God, Almighty salvation. There is no other name given among men under heaven that will save us. No other name means there is none. No matter how strongly you feel that there is none. No matter what other voice that you hear in your ears, there is none. It is a lie. It is a deception. It is the spirit of the devil, that one that was cast out of heaven like lightning, as we have studied during our study in Sunday school, Genesis to Revelation. Amen. We learned about those things that preceded even the creation of the earth and the habitation of the earth, that the spirit, that Lucifer, that was once an angel of light, was cast down out of heaven like lightning into the earth, and he caused chaos and caused the earth to be a wasteland. That very same waste is happening in the earth today. He is deceiving the hearts of men and women to believe that there is no God and that Jesus is not Lord. It is a lie, just like the lies he told to all the angels that fell along with him. It is a lie. And now they are in his service because they have nothing else to lose now. They have already been cut off. They will not be redeemed, but it is not so for you. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name, that all-saving name, that glorious name, it is Jesus. Jesus saves, and there is no other. It doesn't matter if you appreciate the philosophies of Buddha, or if you appreciate the philosophies of Muhammad, or if you appreciate the words that were spoken by John Smith, or you appreciate the words that were spoken by this one and that one and this figure and that figure, and if you were raised in a certain way to believe a certain thing, there is still no other name. Amen. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is salvation in no other. No matter how much you clutch that figure, no matter how much you clutch that God, no matter how much you believe in that person, they cannot save you. Only Jesus can save you. No man can come to the Father except through Jesus. So even if you feel like, well, I'm only going to serve Jehovah, he's the only one that I can serve, but you can't come to him unless the Father draws you through Jesus. You can't come. There's no shortcuts. There are no detours. We cannot choose the direction of deliverance on our own. It is provided for us by God, the same God who loves us with an everlasting love, who is constantly calling us to himself, and who personally paved the way so that we could come to him, so that we could be saved. Amen. Our ministry's name is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. And it speaks of that same Jesus whose unmerited favor toward us is beyond amazing and whose truth is unimaginably extraordinary. Scripture tells us that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. From the beginning, the Lord has always been gracious and true. The law was an expression of that grace and that truth that we are able to experience through types and shadows. And then as we read the word, they actually experienced themselves through Genesis and on through the scriptures of the Old Testament. They experienced those types and shadows. For instance, the system of sacrifices to the Lord to cover sin was a type and a shadow, pointing us to Jesus who made the ultimate sacrifice once and for all, so that sacrificing animals are no longer necessary. Jesus paid it all at the cross. Our sin debt is paid in full. The full and complete expression of grace and truth is in Jesus Christ. Grace triumphs over justice. Justice always demands condemnation. When the law is broken, justice demands condemnation. It demands that you be condemned. But grace overpowers that legal requirement. Look what Jesus did. Look who he is. This is his unmerited favor that saves us in spite of us. Though justice would have brought condemnation, justice would have brought death, grace brought redemption, grace brought salvation, grace brought life, grace healed our alienated relationship with the Father. Glory to God. That's why we must come through Jesus to get through the Father, because he is our mediator. Hallelujah. He's the one who brought forth that grace. God turned away his wrath. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but he turned away his wrath. Amen. Because of grace. Glory to God in the highest. So we see the author of the law is also the author of faith and truth, of grace and truth, who offers us a new way. He offers us life and that more abundantly. Jesus said that's where he came, that we might have life and that more abundantly. More life, more quality, more prosperity, more peace, more satisfaction. Not just now. I'm not just in heaven, is what I'm saying to you, but now, right now. Hallelujah. And not the way the world defines it, but life and peace as it is given by a creator who loves us without condition. We can't even imagine the things that the Lord has stored up for us if we would just yield our minds and our bodies to the Spirit of God, to the one who redeemed us from our own sin, from our own bad choices. Amen. We wonder how we end up in the place that we are. It's because we have turned away from the presence of God that is bringing us life even right now. Life is at the door, and it is awaiting you. Glory to God. He's the lifter of our head today. He is the Lord strong and mighty, the one that is able to bring us up out of every circumstance. But and all we have to do is yield to grace and truth, to Jesus Christ, our salvation. Now let's look at truth. Truth brings freedom. Amen. It is the truth that will make us free. Glory to God. An interesting fact that I like to quote by an American historic figure, Harriet Tubman, who was also called Moses because she brought so many out of the bondage of slavery. She said this, "I freed thousands of slaves. I could have freed thousands more if they had known they were slaves." The truth is liberating. If only they knew they were slaves, they could have known freedom. They were born slaves. It was all they knew. It was what was strongly presented to them. It was how their life went about. Their parents were slaves. Their grandparents may have been slaves. "This is who you are," is what they said to them. But that was a lie. It was a deception. It was an abuse of a people, a trauma inflicted upon them. It was bondage. The same is true for sin. It is bondage. It was inflicted upon us. We didn't choose it. We were born into a state of sinfulness. And I know I have people say to me, "But babies are innocent." But you know what? I mean, think about that for a minute. Yes, babies are born innocent, but they are still born into a state of sinfulness. When your child is a toddler and they go into the cookie jar and you have already told them, "No more cookies. I'll give you a cookie after dinner." And many parents have experienced this, and you cannot say you haven't, because somewhere in your experience, you have experienced what I'm about to say. So the child comes back with chocolate all around his mouth, and you say, "Johnny, did you get the cookies?" And Johnny's steadily shaking his head, "No, no, I didn't get no cookie. I didn't have no cookie." Now, nobody taught that child how to lie. You know why that child lied? Because he was born in a state of sinfulness. It is the state that we're born in. We're born into bondage. That bondage holds us and would have held us forever if it weren't for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, if he had not laid down his life and became sin for us so that we could be released from that bondage. Hallelujah. Moses was a type of Christ when he went into Egypt and demanded that the people of God be set free. And when he marched them out of that bondage and into freedom, just like Christ is doing for us right now. Amen. But Moses was a man. He was not God. The Spirit of God was upon him to lead them out. Amen. The Spirit of God is upon us to lead us out once and for all. Glory to God. Amen. We were born into that bondage. To it told, but no, it's not who we have to remain. We can change our status. We don't have to remain in bondage. The truth will make us free if we know we're bound. The truth of Jesus Christ, the greatest emancipator. He is our liberator, our way maker, our deliverer. He is the lifter of our heads. He is and only is the way of salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only way to salvation. He's the only way to heaven, the only way to the Father, the only way to peace. He will heal your broken heart. He will give you peace. He will repair your life and your relationships. He will give you back your hope that you have lost. All is not lost. Jesus is alive and well, and he is waiting for you to say yes to the gift that he has given. Grace and truth came through him alone. Nobody else brought grace and truth. And he is present right now where you are to change the direction of your life. Lord, how in the world did I get right here? I don't even understand how my life made a turn like this. This was not my plan. I planned to be successful. I worked it out in my mind, and I started out on the way, and so many twists and turns came that now I'm lost, and I don't know what to do. Jesus is standing there, and he's waiting for you to come. Scripture in Acts chapter 2. It says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then the word says to repent, turn away from your sins, and ask the Lord to forgive you and to cleanse you from all of your sins, from all of your wrongdoing, from all of the misdirection, from every misinterpretation, from your misunderstanding. Because we are created beings. Remember, the Lord is the one who created us. He knows the direction that we ought to go. When we go out on our own, of course we're going to go astray. Of course we're going to do the wrong thing. But he is standing at the door, knocking right now, awaiting for us to say yes and let him in so that he can redirect our lives, so that he can show us what living really is, so that he can give us that abundance that he promised. Every promise in the word of God is yea and amen for you right now. All you have to do is turn to him. Repent, turn away from your sin, ask the Lord to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and he will, in his faithfulness and in his justice even, hallelujah, he will turn away, amen, his wrath. He will turn away those repercussions. And then the word says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And if you look further down in it, it says, if you sow to your spirit, you will reap to your unto your spirit life everlasting. Amen. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. Repent. Amen. And turn away from your sin. Ask the Lord in. He'll cleanse you. He'll redirect you. He will show you a new way. He will brighten your day, even though your circumstance may not change right away. Your perception of that circumstance will, because the Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. Scripture says, Jehovah Shammah, the God is there. Right there where you are. He is omnipresent. He is here in Oregon, and he's there wherever you are throughout this planet. Amen. God is right there at the same time. Amen. That scripture goes on to say, be baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. It means to go down into water and to be, amen, to symbolically be buried. Those sins are buried. Hallelujah, in that water, and you rise out of that water in the newness of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah, find yourself a full gospel church in your area. And if you cannot find one, please email me. Amen. My email address is elder, and it's E-L-D-E-R-L-J-T, all lowercase, gmail.com, elderljt@gmail.com, and I will assist you in finding a church. Amen. If you would like to come aboard into my ministry, I will assist you as your pastor and will lead you into the presence of God Almighty. I will guide you into a knowledge of who he is, and so that he will direct your life and show you what living is, and what he will accomplish in your life will blow your mind. Glory to God. That same scripture in Acts 2:38 says to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus wants to dwell in you, to lead you and to guide you and to give you life, to give you hope and to give you peace until it's time to usher you home, when you will be in the presence of the Lord always. Hallelujah. We give honor and glory to God Almighty for his grace and his truth. Amazing grace, extraordinary truth. Ministries, amen, is a ministry of Jesus Christ, the same Jesus Christ that brought forth grace and truth, the same Jesus Christ who came down through 42 generations, prepared himself a body, dwelt among men, had like passions just like we did. He was limited to a human body, although he was fully God, and he experienced the same things that we experienced. Glory to a God that would subject himself to the limitations of humanity because he loved us so much, and he took upon himself the sin of each and every one of us so that we did not have to be alienated from the Father and so that we could experience what living really is. Hallelujah. And so that when we do have to die, when we do leave out of these bodies, hallelujah, our souls will be present with him forevermore. Glory to God. Amen. But not only, hallelujah, are we sealed with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Remember that Holy Ghost we talked about. Amen. In Acts 2:38. He will seal us with the Holy Ghost. It will be sealed on the inside of us so that he can direct us. He'll speak to us and show us which way to go, show us which way not to go, show us who to marry, show us who not to marry, show us which job to take, which job not to take, show us how to deal with what we already have and direct us in all of those things. He'll show us how to keep our head uplifted. He'll show us that hope is always present because he is always present. He will never leave us nor forsake us. David said, I once was young and now am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. The Spirit of the Lord is here to do a work in your life. He is here to bring grace and truth into your life. He is here to bring you unmerited favor. He's here to bring you liberty in Jesus Christ so that you don't have to see life in the same way that you saw it before. Yesterday is gone. Today is the day of salvation. Today the Lord is knocking. Today the Lord wants to present you before the Father, cleansed, hallelujah, and one of his own. Those that are the children of God are the ones that are sealed with the Spirit. Won't you say yes to him today? Glory to God. Say yes to the Lord today. Say yes to the gift of God today. He came that you might have life. Put aside those old philosophies. They are lies. They actually have held you back from being free to do that you were called into the earth to do from the very beginning. All of us have a purpose under the sun, and God has purpose, each of us. You have a purpose. Your life matters. Your existence in the earth matters. The Lord loves you with a love that has no conditions, no borders, no boundaries, no limits. Somebody may have told you you weren't lovable. They lied. That is the God of this world that brings forth the deception throughout this earth to tell people that God is not God. God is God, and he is speaking to your heart right now. Hallelujah. Repent. Turn away from your sin. Turn away from those foul, lying, deceptive voices that are telling you no when God is saying yes. God is saying yes to your life right now. He's saying yes to your peace right now. He's saying yes to your abundance right now. He's saying yes to your salvation right now. The Spirit of the Lord is here to work a work in your life, in yours today, not tomorrow. Today, God is waiting. He's waiting. Jesus is waiting at the door of your heart. He is knocking. Let him in. Let him in. Hallelujah. Just begin to bow your heart before the Lord. hallelujah, in whatever way that you can. You just begin to talk to him and begin to repent and begin to say, Lord, I didn't know. I didn't understand. I don't know where I should be. I don't know about, maybe you don't know about all this, but you just want to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Show me who you are, Lord Jesus. And I'm telling you, if you ask him to show you, he is faithful. He's just to do just that. He will present himself to those who want to know. Hallelujah. He will do it. Turn away from your sin today. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to cleanse you. Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of your sins. Find a full gospel church in your area, someone who can lead you and guide you into the presence of God Almighty for all the days of your life, so that you will see the abundance of godliness. You'll see the abundance of peace, the abundance of hope. No matter what life brings, the Lord will change your perception of it, because he will stand with you in the midst of all of it, just like he did for the three Hebrew boys. Amen. When Nebuchadnezzar threw them into, amen, the fiery furnace, even his handlers that threw them in, they died because of the intensity of the heat. But those three Hebrew boys stood in the midst of that fire, and they were not singed by the fire, nor were they burned at all, nor did they even smell like smoke when they came out of the fire. And when they looked into that furnace, there stood in the midst of them another figure. Amen. Jesus, amen, stood in the midst of them in that fire that was in their life. He will do the very same thing for you today. God will do it. He will do it. Hallelujah, repent. Hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord is calling. He is knocking at the door of your heart. Open up the door and let him in. Hallelujah, he will come in and he will stop with you. He will lead you, he will guide you. He will make you to know that you are loved with an everlasting love, and that love that the Lord has for you has never failed you. He will let you know that nothing can separate you from the love of God Almighty, from the love of Jesus Christ. Nothing can separate you. No error that you can make, no mistake that you've made already, nothing that anybody has already said. You are who God says that you are. Amen. The devil is a liar. His words are deceitful, and although they may sound like truth, and people make it smell like truth and even taste like truth to your mouth, it's a lie. It is a lie. Jesus is Lord. He is the only way to salvation. He is your salvation, your deliverance today. He is the hope of your life today. Amen. And he wants you to be completely his. Amen, and glory to God. Repent. Hallelujah, turn away from your sin. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Allow him to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and put his righteousness on the inside of you. Hallelujah, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin, and find yourself a full gospel church in your area. If you can't find one, please email me. Amen. ElderLJT@gmail.com, and I will assist you in finding the church. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus wants to dwell in you, lead you, and guide you, and give you life, hope, and peace. Glory to God, and show you that abundance that he promised. Remember, every word in the scriptures is yea and amen for you. If you belong to Jesus, there's nothing impossible, and you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. Receive him today. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Please email me and let me know what the Spirit of the Lord is doing for you. God bless you, and God keep you. Amen.